This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Authorities say a former police officer has killed dozens of people in a gun and knife attack that began at a child care center in Thailand. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The sound of people weeping and talking in panic fills the air as relatives and rescuers gather outside a childcare center in Nong Bua Lampu, where over 20 children were killed. The attacker fled the center and then started shooting from his car as he drove home, before killing his wife and child, and then taking his own life. Photos and videos posted online of the daycare showed the floor of one room was smeared with blood and sleeping mats scattered about. Alphabet pictures and other colorful decorations adorned the walls. Firearm-related deaths in Thailand are much lower than in countries like the United States and Brazil, but higher than in countries like Japan and Singapore that have strict gun control laws. I'm Karen Chamas.
Many more details need to be worked out within the G7 and the European Union before a price cap for Russian seaborne oil deliveries to third countries could take effect. This according to European Union officials Thursday. The EU this week agreed to an eighth package of sanctions against Russia for waging a war in Ukraine, including an oil cap that would align the bloc with the U.S. and the G7 group of the world's most industrialized countries, including EU members France, Germany, and Italy. The governor of Ukraine's Zaporizhia region says two people are dead after Russian rockets slammed into residential buildings in the region's namesake city. The governor posted on his instant messaging channel that several people were rescued from the building, including a three-year-old girl. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. 12 North Korean military planes flew in formation in an apparent drill Thursday, South Korea's military said, adding that it had scrambled 30 fighter jets in response. Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff said 8 fighter jets and 4 bombers were thought to have conducted air-to-surface firing drills. Greece's Coast Guard said at least 16 people were dead after a boat carrying migrants sank Thursday near the eastern island of Lesbos. About 40 people were on board the vessel. All 16 fatalities were women. Coast Guard officials say 10 other women were rescued, while 13 other migrants were believed to be missing. Meanwhile, 30 people were rescued from a second boat that sank off the island of Kythira after smashing against the rocks. Agencies in the western U.S. state of California have devised a plan to reduce their water usage as levels of a major river are shrinking. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
California water agencies that rely on the parched Colorado River say they are willing to cut their use by about one-tenth. The proposal to cut 400,000 acre-feet annually marks the first time California water agencies are publicly and formally indicating what they're willing to give up since federal officials demanded major cuts this summer. The agencies supply water to farmers and millions of people in Southern California. Drought exacerbated by climate change is diminishing the river, which provides about one-third of Southern California's urban water and is the only source of water for farms in the Imperial Valley. California shares the river water with 6 other states, tribes, and Mexico. California, however, has rights to the single largest share and is the last to lose water in times of shortage. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A new study says widespread drought areas across large parts of Europe, the United States, and China this past summer was made 20 times more likely by climate change. A global coalition of scientists who study the link between extreme weather and climate change say this type of drought would only hit the Northern Hemisphere once every 400 years if not for human-caused climate change. Now they expect these conditions to repeat every 20 years. French author Annie Arnaud won the 2022 Nobel Prize in Literature Thursday. Arnaud's work is mostly autobiographical. The prize is awarded by the Swedish Academy and is worth 10 million Swedish crowns, or just under $915,000. Recapping our top story, authorities say a former police officer has killed dozens of people in a gun and knife attack that began at a child care center in Thailand. Rescuers gathered outside the center where more than 20 children were killed. The attacker fled and then started shooting from his car.